D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, it's Christmas, and we take a look at the impact of Jesus Christ on history and culture.
Jesus says, "I was sick and you visited me." That gave birth to the Christians caring for the sick.
What if Jesus Christ had never been born?
That if he had not come, we would not know that God loves us, and we would not love God.
Where would we be without Jesus? That's the question today on Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Well, Merry Christmas to you and to those that you love. This week is the culmination of our celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. But what if Jesus had never been born? We will look at the surprising implications of that question on today's program. And we will share a powerful resource package with you that you will absolutely not want to miss. As we begin, you probably know that Jesus came into the world to save you from your sins. But do you know the other enormous effects of his arrival into the world? Dr. Kennedy was passionate for people to know about the full impact of Christ in every sphere of life. He even wrote a book on it called What If Jesus Had Never Been Born? His co-author on that book was our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb, who brings us this report on the incredible and often unknown impact Jesus has had on our world.
I suppose it would have been better if I'd never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
You've got your wish. You've never been born.
In the classic 1946 movie by Frank Capra, It's a Wonderful Life, the character played by Jimmy Stewart gets to see what life would be like had he never been born. 25 years ago, D. James Kennedy and I wrote a book that ended up becoming a bestseller playing off of that same theme. The book is What If Jesus Had Never Been Born?
What would happen if Jesus wasn't ever born? We know that man was lost in his sin. Biblical truths brought us to a wholeness and health. We were already savages, and now we're moving back to that place. Biblical Christianity, Christ himself, is what reconciled us to humanity, to the ability to care for one another, to the ability to appeal to ourselves, to care for somebody else.
Jesus says, "I was sick and you visited me." That gave birth to the Christians caring for the sick. The majority of hospitals in America were started by churches, Catholic churches, Presbyterian, Baptist, Lutheran, Seventh-day Adventist, and they did it as a ministry unto the Lord, and so the hospital costs were very low. And over time, they began to transition to corporations, and then you had all the government getting involved and so forth, pushing their agenda.
Education for the masses was a Christian development, especially after the Reformation. Education for children and education for adults.
So the first university in America, I think around 1636, was Harvard. It was founded as a school to teach ministers. Instead of sending your son over to England, and so it was a preacher's college. And the second was William and Mary. Again, Christian emphasis. The third was a St. John's, and then around 1701 you get Yale. Yale started because some of them thought that Harvard was getting a little liberal, where they called them old lights versus new lights. And so 10 congregational ministers founded Yale. And they said, "We're going to be real serious about our Christian faith."
Even modern science was birthed out of the Christian movement in the late Middle Ages. It was born with the notion that a rational God had made a rational universe, and it was up to the scientists to explore the laws of nature that the Creator had impressed upon his own creation.
Scientists were birthed out of Christianity. We all are familiar with Isaac Newton. And Sir Isaac Newton spent more time writing about the Bible and the prophecies of Daniel than he did on science. And then you have Robert Boyle, and he is the one that came up with the laws of pneumatics and pressure. He supported missionaries. And there's lectures there in the universities in England called the Boyle Lectures. And he specifically says he puts some of his will money to fund this chair, that every year there are to be a series of lectures defending Protestant Christianity. And the Boyle Lectures went on and on until just a couple years ago. The political correctness says, oh, we're not going to do this anymore. But the history of science traces back to this Christian motivation to learn about God's creation.
In fact, what if Jesus documents that every major branch of science was founded by a Christian? A textbook case of the impact of active Christianity versus the absence of Christianity can be seen in the stark differences between North and South Korea.
Christianity has been almost completely stamped out in North Korea, and South Korea has become the most Christian country in the world. Now, up until 1945, the Koreans, who were then separated into North Korea under communist domination and South Korea under Allied sponsorship, had the same history, same culture, same language, same religion. They were a country. It was Korea. Well, since 1945, the contrast could not be more stark. Perhaps most illustrated by a satellite photograph of the Korean Peninsula at night. The southern half of the peninsula is lit up like a Christmas tree. The northern half of the peninsula is almost completely dark. We have two generations of North Koreans who have been physically and mentally stunted by chronic malnutrition. North Korea is probably the place in the world you would least like to wake up in the morning. It is a concentration camp. But now, South Korea, under freedom and under capitalism, has become the most Christian country in the world. In terms of per capita people who claim to be born again believers as a percentage of the population, South Korea is more Christian than the United States. Some of the greatest churches in all of the world are in South Korea. They are sending missionaries out, including missionaries to the United States, and not just to the Korean Americans. They're sending missionaries to us. And I say, we'll take all the missionaries you can send us. We need them. North and South Korea could not be a greater contrast.
And it all begins with the transformation Jesus brings into the human heart of those who let him enter in.
Once Jesus comes into our lives, once the Holy Spirit moves in and makes us part of a body, then what happens, it affects our relationship with others. So the church takes care of the sick, not the government. It says, as you go into Acts, it says, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe. And it says, and all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. That's not communism, but it is caring. And they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing with them all as anyone might have need.
Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. When he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he?
Let's just take a look at Western history. What's been the greatest force of good? Look at hospitals. Look at orphanages. These are driven by Christians. So looking at young people, we have to help them just have healthy relationships with Christians who break the stereotypes they see in the media and they hear about, And second, it's just educating them, helping them to realize, no, wait a minute. There has been some bad things in the name of Christianity. Let's own that. Jesus said there would be bad wheat among the tares, etc. But Christianity has been the overwhelming, most greatest positive contribution in the history of the world, and we should be proud of that.
Are you looking for solid evidence for the Christian faith?
But how do we know that the Bible is indeed God's Word? Those who would be effective witnesses for Christ need to realize that the resurrection is the unassailable fortress of Christianity.
Dr. D. James Kennedy explains 12 reasons why I believe in this new book compiled by Dr. Jerry Newcomb to bolster your faith and help you answer tough questions. Dr. Kennedy boldly and clearly illustrates how you can know for sure that there is a God. The world was created. Jesus was born of a virgin, and the foundations of your faith are true. Contact us today to receive your copy of 12 Reasons Why I Believe, so that you can be equipped to answer the challenges of skeptics and share the evidence for your Christian faith.
If Jesus had never been born, what an impoverished world we would live in. The Western world in particular can be seen as a direct product of Christ and Christian influence. But what does Jesus Christ mean to you? How does Jesus coming into the world transform your own life? Dr. Kennedy looks at that eternally important question in this portion of his message, If Christ Had Not Come.
Christmas is the most fantastic, glorious, amazing thing that ever happened in this world. When the almighty, eternal creator of the galaxies, when that one who clicked his fingers and galaxies leaped out of nothingness, who waved his hand and the Milky Way appeared in the blackness of night, this one who swirled his arms and spiral nebulae came out of the vacuum of space. This one, this everlasting, omnipotent, omniscient God, the creator of all, came and visited this planet. I am come, said Christ, that ye might have life. Can you imagine running into anyone, anywhere in this world who would make a statement like that? I am come into the world that you might have life. Preposterous, absurd. And yet that's what he said. That you might have life and have it more abundantly. Let's consider today just a few of the elements of that abundant life. One thing that we probably rarely think about is that if he had not come, we would not know that God loves us, and we would not love God. Why should we love God? And then there were written those words in the Holy Scriptures, which are perhaps the most profound words ever written. Not a long, complicated, convoluted sentence with difficult grammar, but a simple sentence. Three simple, single syllables. And yet, a world of meaning. God is love. Such a thing was never dreamt by man before, till Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Not only the statement, God is love, but he backed it up with his life. He went about performing his occupation. And what was that? What did he do? He did good. That's what he did. He went around and healed the sick. He raised the dead. He opened the blind eyes. He enlightened the ignorant. He did good. That was his job, because he loved us. I've loved you with an everlasting love. And so we came to see that God in deed and truth and reality was love. Secondly, I might point out to you that another blessing that Christ brought with him is he brought meaning and purpose to life. Dear friend, does your life have meaning? What are you living for? It's not indeed until you find Christ and you know from whence you have come and why you're here and where you're going and what you ought to be doing, that Christ has called us to serve him, that we are to build his kingdom and advance his gospel. That's what the founders of this nation knew. They said, we have all come into these parts of America for one and the same end and aim, to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that the purpose of your life? I hope it is today. Thirdly, another blessing we would not know if Christ had not come. We wouldn't know the forgiveness of sins. Oh, people can tell you you're forgiven. A psychiatrist can try to lower your standard of living down to your actual living and make you think that you have been forgiven, but it really doesn't work. There is no forgiveness anywhere, because you see, justice demands that sin be punished. The wages of sin is death. That is built into the very fabric of the universe. It cannot be sidestepped or avoided. Where will you go? What can take away our sins? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Because the wages of sin is death, because God is just, because sin must be punished, the penalty must be paid, he came himself into this world to pay that penalty, to die that death, to suffer that pang, that we might be forgiven. Have you experienced that relief from guilt, or do you know that you are still guilty? That thing that you did which haunts your sleep, you cannot get away from it. It follows you wherever you go. Only Christ can take it away and bring peace to our souls. Lastly, if Jesus had not come, we would have no assurance about the future. There is no one that would be able to sing, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine." We would not know that we would be with him forever in paradise. Only Christ can give that peace. Is it yours today? I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. I hope that that abundant life is yours today. I hope you know where you will spend eternity, because 100 trillion eons of centuries from now, we will all still be alive, either in the bliss and felicity of heaven or in the pain and condign punishment of hell. Do you know? Do you know
where you will be. Only Jesus, the risen Christ, can give you that assurance.
Jesus Christ is the most important person who has ever lived. And our eternal destiny depends on our relationship with Him. This is why it's so vitally important that we share Him with others. Many people have no idea about the reasons to believe in Jesus and what separates Him from other religious figures. Would you be able to tell them? Would you have answers for a skeptic who tells you that Christianity is just your opinion and that Jesus is not God in human flesh? Dr. Kennedy spent much of his life making sure that Christians could answer those questions with Christian truth. And we are excited to be sharing with you the just published book, 12 Reasons Why I Believe, by Dr. D. James Kennedy. This book compiles Dr. Kennedy's greatest arguments supporting the facts of our faith, including how I know there is a God, how I know the Bible is the Word of God, and how I know Jesus is God. And we will send you a copy as our thanks for your generous donation to the work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. And if you can give a donation of $75 or more, we will send you the book plus the video messages the chapters are based upon. It's 12 messages on 6 DVDs called D. James Kennedy on Why I Believe. These full-length messages encompass Dr. Kennedy's most powerful preaching on the evidences for the Christian faith, delivered in his lucid, persuasive, and memorable style. And if you can give a donation of $100 or more, we will send you the book, the DVD set, and the classic hardcover book, What If the Bible Had Never Been Written? This book, co-authored with Dr. Jerry Newcomb, was one of the foundational books of Dr. Kennedy's ministry, showing the impact of the Bible on all of Western culture, including politics, law, science, and the founding of America. Put together, this is one of the finest packages of resources we have ever offered. And these resources are intellectual ammunition that should be in every believer's arsenal. That's the book, 12 Reasons Why I Believe, by Dr. D. James Kennedy, as thanks for your donation. The book and the 6 DVD set, 12 Reasons Why I Believe, as thanks for your donation of $75 or more. And the book, the DVD set, plus the hardcover classic book, What If the Bible Had Never Been Written, by Dr. Kennedy, as our thanks for your donation of $100 or more. Please help us to enter the new year on a strong financial footing, able to pay our bills and advance the gospel. Please give a generous donation today. It is expensive to produce and air quality television programming, and 2020 will be a turning point in American history. This message will be needed now more than ever before, and we need your help. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. As we celebrate the joyous Christmas season, have you stopped to consider the magnitude of what we are celebrating? Sociologists have noted that mankind is incurably religious. All of human history, to one degree or another, describes mankind's attempt to find God. And that's the amazing thing about Christmas. We would not be able to find God on our own. because we are sinful creatures who flee from righteousness. God is spirit, but we are flesh. God is infinite and eternal, but we are limited and mortal. For that reason, in Islam, Allah is virtually unknowable. Eastern religions make him identical with the creation in an effort to make him more comprehensible. The sheer number of religions in the world shows us how impossible it is to search out and find God on our own. But the miracle of Christmas is that God came and revealed himself to us. As the scripture says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." God is a spirit whom no one has ever seen, yet he has graciously made himself known by sending his divine Son in a form we could understand and relate to. God the Son became one of us so that we could know God himself, so that we could have a relationship with him, and so that he could rescue us from the wrath of God against sin by atoning for our sin in his own body and blood. As the scripture says, "Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make atonement for the sins of the people." Jesus became like us in order to redeem us. That's the story of Christmas. And you can receive that redemption by putting aside your sins and embracing Christ by faith for your own salvation. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Christ into the world. And today, you can celebrate his birth into your own heart. If that has happened for you, we have a book we would like to send you at no cost to you. It's entitled Beginning Again by Dr. D. James Kennedy, written to guide new believers in their relationship with Christ. Contact us to receive a copy today, and may God bless you. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us this week. Merry Christmas to you. May the abundant blessings of Christ be so tangible and real. See you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
You see, it really is the Christians that ought to be making New Year's resolutions, not the world.
We looked at 2020, and D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth, standing for freedom, standing for the gospel, really standing up for all of us that care about America.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.